oh so soon to be heading back to Gosford. I came home on Friday night, late night. I mentioned in the previous audio boo how late that night was. And here we are sitting on Wednesday, is it? Yeah, Wednesday morning. Took Monday off and I came into work on Tuesday. Hello everybody, it's Ian Cath here. Nice to be back. And I worked Tuesday and basically I'd been told, when was it, Monday night, that project manager Eve wanted me to get back down to Gosford Wednesday. So I went in on Tuesday and I organised a few things to get myself away this morning. And in amongst all that, sort of getting my personal life in Brisbane sort of tidied up a little bit, and then this morning was frantically sorting my unit out so that it was good to shut it down. Yeah, things like empty the fridge. I went out and did a huge shopping on Saturday because I expected to be around for at least a week. And all that produce I'd bought, either I had to give away. Well, a lot of it I did give away, or a little bit of it I threw away. A colleague at work got a big bag of groceries this morning. And Caroline also got some as well the other day. Or at least I hope she took some.
Call from the
so I'm here, as you can hear, at the airport yet again, heading back down to Sydney. I've never done the corporate travel. Yeah, I'm not corporate, am I? I'm trade. But I've never done a lot of this travelling for work thing. This is a bit of a new experience. I don't know how people do it. I'm looking at you, Christian, documentally. I don't know how you do it all the time, but I suppose there is a method to the madness and a way of doing it with a certain sense of order. I think this is a bit dysfunctional because I'm at the beck and call of the project manager and what she wants to do. And like I said previously, last week it changed four times from coming home to going back. Coming home to staying there, I mean. So you don't know whether you're Arthur or Martha from day to day. I'm going away this time, but I know I've got to be back. I'm coming up to the Gold Coast on Friday night. We've got a long weekend. We've got our Labor Day week, long weekend, so Monday's off. So I'm going to head back down to Gosford on Monday afternoon. So I'm going to be around for nearly 3 days on the Gold Coast, hanging around with Caroline and her family, which will be nice. Nice to meet them. And then I'm back down to Gosford on Monday afternoon, and I'll be there, I reckon, for 2 weeks. I don't reckon I'm going to get out of there for 2 weeks. And I basically, as of this morning, won't be home for 2.5 weeks. So I wanted to get the house in order to leave it alone and lock it down. So I had to stuff around a bit this morning and then whip into work and get into work. And the fellow who was getting the vinyl cut, which is the reason I came home, was out getting the vinyl. And I rang him up and said, "Hey Rodney, what are you doing, mate? Are you getting the vinyl?" He said, "Yes, I am. How far away are you?" He said, 10 minutes. "Okay, well, I've got to leave in 15 minutes. So he's brought me to the airport this morning to get me away. And I'm here drinking a coffee, waiting at my gate, just chilling, because at least for the next 2 hours, the hour and a half flight and this half hour waiting, I got nothing to do. So I can have a bit of a rest before I land in Sydney and the pandemonium starts again. So I'm heading back. Can't say I'm too excited. The fun is starting to come out of this. I've done it so many times now that it's starting to get a little bit tedious. It's not too bad because it balances with the fact that I know what I'm doing there. So there's a certain comfort in having a rhythm at Gosford. I've got all my tools still set up. Basically, it'll take me 10 minutes to get ready, including changing my clothes into work clothes, and I'll be back into it. So that side of it's pretty good. Setting up my accommodation again will be a bit of a drag, but you got to do what you got to do. I get paid for every moment that I frig around with this, so that's good. So I'm heading back, and I'll be back into listening to you guys. I haven't been commenting much, just been a little bit too busy to comment, but I've been listening to a lot of a backlog of audio boos and hearing what everybody's up to. I do have a few favourites, so I listen to every word that you utter. And I think those of you who are those people know who you are. And I take a selection of other people, depending on what you write in the titles of your posts. That depends on what I listen to. There's a lot to be said for something interesting in the way you write your posts to get people to engage with it. Anyway, feeling a bit washed out. Need a chill. Talk to you all later, everybody. Have a good day, eh? It's beautiful weather here. Beautiful. Not a cloud in the sky. So at least that'll be nice. I think it's the same down south. Cheers, everybody. Bye-bye for now.